Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. You've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guests today have transformed their musical repertoire since leaving their home in Davenport. One way they describe their music is gypsy jazz. They've traveled the South, spreading their unique sound, and are back home now. Their latest album is self-titled. Please welcome the Parish Festival. Parish Festival, our guest this week on Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. Welcome back to our stage. I should say welcome back to this stage. You've been on the program before, but we did that show in Bettendorf, if I recall. Is that right, Sarah?
Yep, that's right. Yeah.
Sarah Uloa, yeah. and Jim Foster on our stage, and Andy Rappel along with Jamie Cummins. Welcome back.
And Thank you.
It's great to have you here. Three of the four of you have instruments readily recognizable in the world of music. Sarah, you have the apparatus that looks like you're afraid of being suddenly transported to a planet with no oxygen.
Yep.
It's a melodica?
It's a melodica,
It's a melodica. It has a hose coming off a small keyboard. And give it just a little toot on that so we can hear what...
It's like a harmonica and accordion.
That's nice. Where did you discover that? How did you discover it as an artist?
I had one.
Yeah, it was just kind of handed to me.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Play this. So I did.
You have a new album out. It's a self-titled album, The Parish Festival. Some may be saying, I know that sound, but I don't recognize the name Parish Festival. When last you were on, you were called?
We were called the Hot Club of Davenport last time you saw us.
And so you've changed your name a little bit.
Well, yeah, and this is a different band for sure, but Hot Club of Davenport was primarily doing just standards, 1930s kind of gypsy jazz, Django Reinhardt standards. Yeah. This is a band that's an original folk band, but we have that influence for sure of the 30s. Yeah.
Okay, so do tell us a little bit about the music as you see fit as we go through the hour. Most of this hour, live music from our guests, the Parish Festival. Find out more about their music at theparishfestival.com. Now back to music. What's next?
This next one is called Palomino. We were lucky enough to get this song on Song of the Day on KUTX down in Austin. So it's become one of our favorite ones to play live. And it's kind of just about the idea of this place that's like your favorite place to go on a weekend, maybe, where you can forget about everything else that happened during
the week. Maybe it's the Java House.
Yeah, maybe it's the Java House.
Yeah.
Well, here goes.
The only Sure.
Cool. So as you can tell, we're a pretty eclectic mix of things going on here. But it's all pop, I think, is our main thing we all love, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, verse, chorus, verse, keep it short and simple, and then kind of allow ourselves to take our eclectic palette and add it to it, if possible. So this one's called What You Thinking, and it's definitely a little more folksy sounding, a little more stomp your foot if you want. So you're welcome to do that. I think at a coffee house, you're allowed to do that.
It's cool.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking, and you got it all wrong. Yeah, I know what you're thinking, baby. It ain't like it at all. And you can say you're crazy. You can say what you like. Going to keep in that vein of foot stomping banjo music for a little bit. This next one's called Lullaby Goodbyes, and it kind of has two distinctly sounding parts. One is kind of like the dark clouds and then the sunshine there. Try to balance it out there.
Up to
up in the sky, and they're singing lullabies for the day you die.
There go,
you do it to yourself.
Oh, you do it to yourself,
and you do it to yourself.
Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Pond.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio,
adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
Back with more of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Please welcome back our guest this week, the Parrish Festival.
The song's called Function and Respond, and it is I was reading a book about microbiology, and they were talking about the main functions of single-celled organisms is to function and respond, which I think, yeah, as people, like, that's our main function too, so that's kind of what it's about.
The vibration of a stream. That's all that we are now, you and me, you know it. And when we explode into the night, with our deviation at our side, you say that you know what's on my mind. Well, congratulations, you're alive. Before we lose it all again, and before it all adds up to something less than the whole is the sum of all its parts. And I've been the mind without the heart too long, dear. And when we explode into the night, with our deviation at our side, you say that you know what's on my mind. Congratulations, you're alive. I. Oh, congratulations, you're alive.
You're listening to is the Parrish Festival on Java Blend here on Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, glad to have them on our stage. And this is, we've caught you sort of in the middle of a tour, a homeward bound tour almost, you could say. You are originally from the Davenport area.
Yep.
Now you call Austin home?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Jim here is an Austin native, but
you are. You picked yeah. him up in Austin.
We just picked him up along the way.
Yeah. Sarah, you and Jamie and Jim moved down there in 2012.
Well, actually, I moved back in 2011.
Okay, so you were the scout.
I guess so.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, and everything was good, so you signaled the others. Come on.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Smoke signals.
Yep. Come on.
Yeah, smoke signals.
So what? I hear Austin has a pretty good music scene next to Iowa City, of course.
Yeah. That's actually how I met Jamie over here. I was playing jazz in a lot of different venues, and he actually subbed for me in a group called Hot Club Soda, and that's how we met, and then he eventually proposed, would you like to come in the band and fill out some layers?
Got down on knee, handed him a pick.
Yeah, you know? He proposed to me, and I accepted.
So in Austin, you have all the advantages of being in a huge musical community with all that
and
tradition.
And disadvantages.
Yes. Well, that's what I wanted to mention, too, because I like to look on the dark side of things most often. But I would think as a musician, it's intimidating to move to a city like Austin or Boston or Nashville or Seattle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it?
Definitely. You know, I think one thing that helps is having a niche. You know, if you have something specific you do, you know, and 1930s jazz is still pretty obscure anyway, so Austin actually has a scene for that kind of music. So
yeah, it's pretty big there.
As far as playing that stuff, I was able to kind of jump into that scene a little quicker. Doing original music is a lot harder, though, so we're starting to
You're edging your way there.
Yeah.
One thing that's nice about Austin, as opposed to Boston or New York or other big cities, is that there's a lot of people that support all sorts of musicians, especially young ones that are coming up.
Yeah.
So there's not this kind of cutthroat attitude that there is in a lot of the bigger cities that I've, you know, a lot of musicians tell me that all the time.
So. Uh-huh. Well, let's go back to music. The Parrish Festival, a self-titled album is out. Find out more about that album, their music, and their continued touring at theparrishfestival.com. This sounds so good. I like the way you've developed your music. It's sounding awesome. What do we got next, Sarah and Jamie?
We've got Direction. It's off our latest EP.
Yep.
Okay.
Or EP, if you will.
Yes, that's right.
No, to tell us, you know, you said you're moving towards original music. So what we're hearing this hour are, where do you get your music? Yeah. How do you create
it's
it?
All original.
All original.
It's definitely. Yeah.
It's all original. We're all very heavily jazz influenced as well. And so we like to dabble in a bunch of different genres. So we'll add like a little jazz influence here, a little country, a little pop, a little, you know.
Who are the songwriters, or is that a collective action?
A lot of times I'll bring like a kind of a skeletal outline of a song, you know. These guys put the meat on it, and it turns into something I never would have anticipated.
Into a barbecue. Okay.
Put some meat on another jangly skeleton for us right now.
All right.
one thing about living in Texas is you gotta have a hoedown in the set. It's just like
comes
a rule.
Comes with the territory. Yeah. You just have to have it.
You do. And a fiddle. And you have to carry a gun.
Soon
Those
enough,
are just the rules.
They tell you that as soon as you enter the state, they give you a list of rules.
We're still working on that part, but we've got the hoedown, so that's what this song's all about.
All right. Next one's off of our newest EP called Let 'Em Eat.
It's a song about moving away from home, which we all kind of understand here, except Jim.
No, never leave him.
Thank you.
passing of a thousand miles. I didn't know where it would lead. And I seen my home in quite a while. There ain't much there for me. What I learned is that it's never easy, or exactly what it seems. We all got scars and you can see it clearly. There's no hiding these. Yes, it's hard out in the desert. Sand will burn your feet. All you see above are circling birds with sharpened beaks. There won't be nothing left of you then. Pick every bone day. If you decide to just lie down and let them vultures eat, let them eat. Oh, oh, let them eat. Oh, yeah, let them eat. Oh, oh, let them eat. Oh, we're all headed for the same disaster. It just depends on where we meet. Some of us get there a whole lot faster. For example, me. Yes, it's hard out in the desert. Sand will burn your feet. All you see above are circling birds with sharpened beaks. There won't be nothing left of you. They'll pick every bone clean. If you decide to just lie down and let them vultures eat, oh, you let them eat. Let him eat, oh, oh, let him eat, oh. It took the passing of a thousand miles. I didn't know where it would lead. And I seen my home in quite a while there.
Thank you, guys. It's called Let Him Eat.
All right, so some of our songs may sound like they have a hint of pessimism in them, but I think it's more of a therapeutic thing, really. Like, it feels good to play those songs sometimes. You just have to get it out of your
system. Get it out, yeah.
But here's one that's definitely more of a shot of morphine for you. Audiomorphine, yeah.
Which one?
Human.
Ah! I don't need this one.
You've got to put it all behind. It is the only way to find whatever it is you've been trying so desperately to see inside. You've got to get up cause you fell. Feeling sorry for yourself. Made some mistakes, so well. You're human if you couldn't tell. You're human if you couldn't tell. Looking back on what you've had,
debate the line. Why? Knowing as you wait it passes by. You've got to put it all behind. It is the only way to fight whatever it is you've been trying so desperately to see inside. You've got to get up cause you fell. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. Made some mistakes, so well. You're human if you couldn't tell. You're human if you couldn't tell. To put it all behind, it is the only way to find whatever it is you've been trying so desperately to see inside. You've got to get up cause you fell. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. Made some mistakes, so well. You're human if you couldn't tell. You're human if you couldn't tell. You're human if you couldn't tell.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa
Band. Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Our guests this week, transplants from Davenport to their new home in Austin. They've come back to visit us. And our guest, Jamie Cummins, there, lead vocals, along with Sarah Uloa and Jim Foster on the guitar. Over there on the big stand-up bass, we have Andy Rappel. Any good road stories? I'm always up for a good road story because you have some touring behind you. Okay, so we've got categories, unusual, insightful. There are some other categories. But
I think insightful may be that the camping is the way to go. You know, you spend a lot less money and it's a lot more fun.
Yeah,
and that was what we did on our first night out there.
Good weather.
Good, it was great. Yeah, we got a great spot right by a lake with a little breeze going. And
We got a few minutes left with the Parish Festival. You have to tell me, please. This is a new name, a new band, Parish Festival. How did you arrive at that name?
Well, it's actually a throwback. This band actually originated in 2005, and then took a long hiatus.
Okay.
And it was very different, more of a rock-based kind of thing. And we went on, we did Hot Club at Davenport and got into the early jazz stuff. And then when we all ended up in Austin, kind of reformed this, took all of those influences and kind of brought new life to it. But the name is kind of a reference to an event that was at a school I went to. You know, I grew up going to a Catholic school, and they had this this event, this, you know, festival at the beach. And it's not like there's no religious connotation or anything like that. It's more of just a reference to the eclecticness, I suppose. They had, like, you know, you could throw darts at balloons and win goldfish. Yeah.
Okay, so it was a festival for the school you used to go to.
Yeah,
with some, I can see by the look on your face there's some details there that maybe you'll write in your autobiography one day though.
One day.
Okay, let's go back to music. Yeah. We've got a few minutes left, a few more songs. We're loving it. What do you got next for us?
This next one is called Celeritas off of our, another one off of our EP. Incorporate the loop pedal. Just kind of something I've been dabbling in. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah. It's always an experiment.
So experimental.
And 10 points to anyone who knows what the word Celeritas means.
Think about it. Mull it over a little bit.
Oh,
We got a couple more for you. Do another little up-tempo country one. This one, definitely straight ahead. Sometimes we get real experimental and we want to do, you know, dabble in technology and whatever else. But we also just like writing a straight ahead as possible pop song on occasion. Sometimes it's fun to work within parameters and it makes you more creative sometimes to set rules for yourself. Even though that seems like a weird mixture, but rules can definitely lead to creativity. That should be a poster on the wall, yeah. It's like a fascist statement.
Just
living my life, I guess you were living yours. Waves of our confusion left us battered on the shore. The storm that we created wasn't meant to last that long. When it's all been settled, we can finally get along. This pain you fear cannot last forever. No, it's bound to disappear. My heart is yours. Myself
a promise I will keep. I'll never turn away, no matter what it is I see. Then I tell you stories that will leave your mind ajar. I've been making them all up, yeah, as I go along. This pain you fear cannot last forever, no, it's bound to disappear. My heart is yours, so go ahead and take it, I don't want it anymore. No. Yeah, this pain you fear, it cannot last forever, it is bound to disappear.
Okay, we're winding up the hour with the Parish Festival. Our guests this week on Iowa Public Radio's Java Blend, and I think they have a couple more, room for a couple more here. I wanted to thank our on-site sound engineer, Jim Davies, our technical producer, Phil Moss, and our assistant producer, Derek Kellison, and making everybody sound so good and look so good, our partners at UITV, Hawkeye Network as well here, so that we can get the visuals here too. I'm wondering, you know, speaking of visuals, you are such a playful group. When you try out a new song, do you all pay attention to how people react to it in the audience and perhaps adjust?
Yeah, we totally do. Sometimes we like to have conversations with people across the room. If we can. During a show, we try to be as interactive as possible.
Yeah.
That's interesting because, as you know, living in Austin, many artists sort of shut out the world around them when they make music.
Yeah, I think, in the writing process, that may make sense a little bit. To us, though, the performance is like, it's very much, the room is just as much an instrument as we are in every way. So like we have to react to what's going on, and adapt to it if need be. You know, volume wise, energy wise, and you know.
Everything. Nobody wants to go to a show and just be ignored.
Yeah.
If you feel like you're a part of it, it makes it like that much more special. Like I paid $5 and they made me a part of the show. Like, and we like to interact with the people who are in the room because it makes us have fun. And it's what we do.
Yeah. You've really taken some nice strides in terms of your musical development since last you were on the show. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? You've made this move to Austin. You picked up this nice gentleman here.
Oh, yeah.
Darren Austin.
Well, of course, we have a lot. We do make lists of goals. Some of them are
pretty... You do?
Yeah, okay. For sure.
We'll have, like, band meetings and band outings. We'll go bowling and talk about, like, what we want to achieve. Like, what can we achieve this year and write them down.
What are the top things you want to achieve? Or are they under wraps somehow? Or
one of the biggest things you want to do is to do a little tour to come back home for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And
we're
in the middle of that right now.
Cross that off. And
At one point we all went bowling because we never hung out when we weren't playing music, and we just started writing down a bunch of things that we would like to have in the future, different goals, and I'd say we fulfilled probably half of them by now.
Mm-hmm. A perfect 300 game, was that on your...
That's easy. That's not...
That's easy for you.
Yeah.
No.
Jim's a good bowler.
He is a really good bowler, actually. We did not expect that. He's like, no, I'm an all right bowler. He comes in.
Okay. Well, it's been such a pleasure to have you on our stage again, and do come back and share more original music with us. The Parish Festival. Find out more about their music and their touring by going to theparishfestival.com. Big thanks to Sarah Uloa, Jamie Cummins, Jim Foster, and Andy Rappel, the Parish Festival. Let's thank them one more time and have us set us out with a little more music.
Give out to me straight,
been hanging on for far too long now. Decide my fate. Pull me up or cut the rope. What have I learned? Waiting my turn. My one last chance. I'll watch it. I won't be your crush. What's that you say? How things have changed. I have my doubts. I'll go without. Who do you think I am? And I've heard this all before. I'm not falling for it.
It's been so nice to be here. Good old Java House on Java Blend. We love it. So we've been the Parish Festival. I'm going to take a minute and reintroduce everybody. Over here we got Andy Rappel on the upright bass. We got Jamie Cummins on lead vocals, banjo, guitar, you name it. He'll probably play the spoons later. We got Jim Foster over here on guitar and backup vocals.
Sherry Lowe over here on vocals.
And I hold no patience for you, my dear. You say you're gonna leave, go